Hi, I'm Dr. Edwards. I'm so glad you're coming on a tour of your body with me for the purpose of relaxation. As I am speaking, find a comfortable place to lie down or sit. Please don't do this exercise if you're driving a car. You might find a favorite chair or the floor or the bed. If you're lying down, put a pillow under your knees so you will remain comfortable. You may decide you would like a pillow under your head, or perhaps not. There are no rules. It doesn't have to be a certain way. The best way for you is what is most comfortable and relaxing to your body. As I am speaking, notice, where is your attention? Your attention might be on what I'm saying, or it might be about the last conversation you had. Or your attention might be on your schedule for the day. Or perhaps a pain in your body. Gently bring your attention to your body and survey it for pain. If you have an area of pain, notice how you would rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being just a little pain, and 10 being in the emergency room. Just note where the pain is and how severe it is. We will come back to it later. Now just take a cleansing breath in and out. It is cleansing in that it brings new oxygen in and takes the old waste products out. No matter what you are thinking, just notice the thoughts and let them go. There is no need to struggle to purge your thoughts. Just easily and gently allow the thoughts to pass. Let the thoughts be like railroad cars passing in front of you while waiting at the railroad tracks. There's no need to grasp. Your thoughts will return when and if needed. Now place one hand on your belly button. Take a deep breath. When you are breathing deeply, your shoulders will stay where they are and your belly will lift your hand. This kind of deep breathing is very relaxing. Indulge yourself. Take another deep breath, feeling your hand expand. Easily and effortlessly, you can release each breath. Repeat this process over and over, noticing your hand moving up and down. The breath goes in and the breath goes out, while the hand goes up and the hand goes down. As you continue to breathe and relax, I'm going to bring your attention to certain parts of your body. Continuing your relaxation, gently close your eyes. When you take a deep breath in and let it out, you can feel the relaxation that occurs with just letting go of the breath, as if more is leaving than air. Tension is leaving. Energy is shifting. Focus your attention on your right foot. Sense your right big toe. Sensing your big toe means you put your energy on that part of your body. Focus your attention so it feels as if you're massaging your big toe. Massage it this way, and then that way. Massage the top of the toe where the nail is, the sides of the toe, and the bottom of the toe. Gently direct your attention to the next toe, sensing it the same way. Notice the feel of your skin. Sensing this way, you can notice the outside of the toe as well as the inside of the toe, where the muscles and ligaments reside. Continue from toe to toe, noticing how each one feels. Do you have a callus? Perhaps a pain or a tightness. Notice how much your toes love your attention. Going from toe to toe, massaging with your energy until you find yourself at your little toe. The littlest toe wants attention too. Let your attention glide to the foot and notice if the foot is relaxed or tense. Draw your attention to the little bones in the foot, the ones that connect to the toes as well as the small ones closer toward the ankle. As you gently breathe, your attention is on this area, massaging your foot, giving all the sore places comfort. It feels so good. Your energy can now encompass all parts of the right foot, the top, the bottom, and the sides, as well as all the muscles and bones and ligaments inside the foot. As you breathe in and out, notice your foot relaxing. It loves the attention. Relaxation happens a little at a time, and the muscles will continue to relax throughout the exercise. Allow your attention to travel to your right heel. Notice if the bottom of your heel feels fleshy or maybe more bony. Notice the quality of the skin, soft or maybe rough. While your attention is on your right heel, continue the cleansing breaths. With each out-breath, there is more and more relaxation. Let your attention meander from your right heel up to the Achilles. With your attention able to maneuver inside the body as well as outside of the body, in the joints, the ligaments, the muscles, and the bones, take a good look and see what might need your energetic massage. And massage as you see fit. Knowing how much these body parts do for us, feel free to feel your love for them. Going up the leg toward the knee, massage the muscles all the way around the leg, giving each side of your leg some energy. When you massage with your attention, you can massage, rub, or scratch just the right place. And it's so relaxing. If you find a sore spot, it means that area needs more of your attention. As you give the muscles your energy massage, you can feel them relax, just like you relax when you breathe in and out. You may have the feeling of, this is so soothing, so comforting, so healing. As your attention comes to your right knee, you can sense the space between the two bones. You can feel the kneecap, called the patella, hovering gently over the knee. Feel the ligaments that hold this knee together. Ligaments on the inside, the outside, the front, and the back. Continue your work on the whole knee. As you breathe in, follow the muscles in your thigh all the way to your hip. Sense all the muscles that surround the femur. One side at a time, give the muscles of your right leg your energy massage. We use these muscles for all of our activities. Notice if your muscles are tense or sore or perhaps relaxed. This is a time your body can bring your attention to an area of concern. What is your body saying? What is it asking of you? It's natural for the muscle to want to relax, just as it's natural for water to flow downhill. Direct your focus to your right hip. Notice if the joint feels relaxed or tight. Is there a muscular imbalance somewhere? Are the muscles surrounding this joint cooperating with each other and working in concert? Or is one part of the pelvis having to do the heavy lifting for the hip? As you give your energy massage to your right hip, you might feel a kind of love for your muscles, bones, tendons, and ligaments, as they have been through so much. They have a big job, and we ask a lot from them. It feels good to get this kind of loving attention. Take your attention to your right shoulder. Notice how your shoulder is positioned. Is it tighter in the front or in the back? Or does it feel balanced? Is there pain? When your body knows you are listening, it will reveal its secrets to you. So be sure to listen. Allow your attention to go inside to the right shoulder joint. Notice the muscles attached to the bones. Massaging those muscles may bring relaxation just as breathing in and out brings relaxation to your whole organism. You can massage the muscles with your attention just as if you had your hand massaging the tightness away. Massage the muscles from the shoulder all the way to the elbow. This includes the muscles on the underside of the arm, as well as that part of the arm that receives the sun. Our shoulder has a great range of motion, which allows us to do all that we can do, moving arms in all directions. Internally smile at your shoulder as a thankful nod for all it does for you. Drawing your attention to the right elbow, you may be able to feel the tension between the lower arm and the upper arm by noticing if your elbow is straight or bent. Feel the inside of the elbow and notice what it might have to say. Follow the muscles from the elbow going down into the forearm. Do you feel any knots in the muscles? These muscles get quite a workout. Massage these muscles, inching your way down toward the wrist. Explore your wrist, the defining place between your arm and your hand. How does the joint feel on the inside? Does it need your attention? As your mind takes you down into your hand, notice the sensations in your hand. Feel the bones that lead to each finger. Enclose your thumb with your attention. Go inside each joint and notice if these joints need anything. Check out each joint of each finger. We call them the knuckles. Go from one finger to the next, the inside as well as the outside at the same time. Surround the fingers with protective energy, leaving nothing out. Check your skin, your bones, your ligaments, and your muscles. Onto the little finger, noticing the sensations in each joint. Massage your fingers with your energy, and as you finish giving attention to that little finger, feel free to open your eyes. Notice how the right side of your body feels. Now notice how the left side of your body feels. Do you feel the difference? You might say you feel more connected to the right side of your body, more like it is you. This is the connection we are all looking for. This connection brings satisfaction. Our minds try to trick us and make us think that what we are wanting is something outside ourselves. Encouraging this connection with ourselves will help us in relationships with others. The more we are attuned to ourselves, the more we can be attuned to others. Everything in life is a matter of balance. So with balance in mind, let's return to the body. This time, close your eyes and put your attention on your left big toe. Sensing your left big toe, allow your attention to relax it. Massage the toe on the sides as you did on the right side. I will give less instruction so you can give your body what it is asking for instead of what I suggest. Just follow me through the body parts. Gently direct your attention to the next toe. Sensing this way gives you a special connection with your body, allowing it to tell you about a problem perhaps before it would be necessary to see a doctor. Give it what it needs. Continue from toe to toe, noticing how each one feels and what kind of attention each one wants from you. Notice how much your body loves your attention. Your body is a sponge for your loving attention. Your body really appreciates you spending this time with it. Continuing this exercise, you find yourself at your little toe. Allow your attention to go to your left foot. Notice what it is telling you and respond appropriately. Encourage the left foot to relax as you breathe in and out. Allow your attention to find the little bones in the foot, the ones that connect to the toes, as well as the small ones closer toward the ankle. Attend to your foot, giving it what it needs while continuing to gently breathe in and out. Encompass all parts of the foot with your energy. Feel your foot relaxing. Your tension is so refreshing, so healing, so freeing. Allow your attention to travel to your heel. When you breathe in, envision the oxygen you're breathing in going to that part of the foot. See the tension and toxins leaving that part of your body each time you breathe out. Let your attention meander from your left heel up towards the Achilles. You know just the right kind of attention this part of your body needs. Give it and enjoy giving it. From the Achilles, go up the leg toward the knee. Notice the muscles on all sides of the lower leg. Find the areas that need your attention the most. At the same time, give all areas some attention. Let the structure of the body relax and rejuvenate. Allow your energy to include just the right color of a laser light applied to just the right spots, creating greater and greater relaxation. Sense the space between the femur and the tibia. You can feel the patella gently hovering over the knee. Notice if the patella is being pulled to one side or the other from tightness in the area, or perhaps there's balance. See and feel the ligaments that hold this knee together. Give them your attention. While taking a deep breath, follow the muscles in your left thigh all the way to your hip. Inside these larger muscles, you can sense the vibration of all the little cells against each other. That vibration quietly and gently massages each part of the muscle, causing further and further relaxation. Give the leg, the muscles, the ligaments, the fascia, and the bones all the attention they need. Be ready to accept any message your leg has for you about how it feels. Gratitude for our body simply arises as we realize how hard it has worked for us. Direct your focus to your left hip. As you energetically massage your hips, perhaps your heart will send a few love vibrations, like giving someone we love a bouquet of flowers. Your body is appreciative of your recognition of the hard work it has done. Send your attention up to your left shoulder. You are developing an ability to relax your muscles with your mind. Your body sighs with appreciation. Your range of motion is great in the shoulder, and for that we're so thankful. Appreciate all that it does. Bring your in-breath to the shoulder, and with the out-breath, release any tension. Allow your attention to go all the way to the elbow. Give your body what it is asking from you. At the same time, your whole organism continues to relax with each breath. You're getting better and better at reading what your body wants and needs. Breathe the messages in that your body has for you, and as you breathe out, release any discomfort. Going down to your wrist and hand, feel the inside and outside. Your energy can give your body what it wants without it having to become conscious to you. It just knows. As your mind takes you down into your left hand and fingers, you realize how much you use them. Appreciation arises, and you want to give back to them. Do so. From one finger to the next, massage love vibrations into the fingers. Appreciation vibrations. Relaxation vibrations. Now allow your attention to go to your neck, especially the muscles. It feels like hands are cupped around your neck, encompassing it, holding it gently, giving it massage on one side, then the other. As the massage goes down the muscle, it feels like it pushes all the tightness and waste products out of the muscle. What emotions are you holding in your neck? All that's necessary is to notice what they are. With your attention going to the muscles between your shoulders, massage them. These muscles often hold a great deal of tension. As you massage them, let the tension melt away like butter in a frying pan. As you breathe, you feel the tension leave your body on the exhalation. Give the muscles in between your shoulders and around your upper spine the attention they need and want. It's the same as giving love. Take your energy to your lungs and diaphragm. The lungs and diaphragm, like the heart, never stop. They take their rest in seconds. Without them, life stops. Let's flood our lungs and diaphragm with love and appreciation. We can take time each day to breathe deeply, so each cell in the lung gets to participate by releasing its toxins, and so the diaphragm gets its needed exercise to continue working optimally for you. Focus your energy on your stomach. Is it happy? The stomach works at least 3 times a day for you, so you can give it a few minutes of your attention. Are there digestive concerns? Tightness? Giving the stomach a good energy massage will release any tension that is felt. Let's follow the large intestine. It starts in the lower right quadrant of your belly and goes up toward the waist, then across your middle to the left side, and down to the lower left quadrant. See if your attention notices any places where the energy feels stuck, any areas of upset. Use your energy to free it the best you can. Our gut is our second brain. We need our gut to have all of the energy it needs for proper digestion. In the middle of that outline we made for the large intestine is the small intestine. Shower it with appreciation. Listen to what it has to say. Be gentle and kind, as our survival depends on its work being done effectively. We want our stomach and intestines to relax. Take a deep breath in and blow your breath out, cleansing the energy of the intestines. As your gut relaxes, send your attention to your heart. You may find congestion or relaxation. Each time you do this, your heart may reveal something new. Notice if the heart wants a mental massage or to simply open and love. Sometimes it simply wants your attention and appreciation. Run a check throughout your body and find any area that might hurt or need attention. Go to that area. Maybe it is your stomach or maybe your back. The right area to go to is any area that causes you pain or that draws your attention. As you sit gently with that part of your body, the body itself might tell you what it needs. Sometimes there simply is a knowing. If not, you can choose from any of the ways you have attended to your body. If you have more than one area needing attention, spend a few moments at each area. As you lie there, envision a golden light coming down from the heavens, enveloping your body with all good and delightful energies. You are light and you are restored. As we come to the end of this exercise, notice how your body feels. Is it more relaxed and more comfortable? This is how we feel when we live in the body. And to heal our bodies, it is necessary to live in the body instead of in the mind. When we started this relaxation, I asked you to find any pain in your body and mentally record your level of pain. At this time, revisit that side of pain. Does it still hurt? If it does, rate the pain again from a 1 to 10 and notice, did your pain decrease? As this time of relaxation comes to a close, when you feel so inclined, you may open your eyes. It is always helpful when ending a relaxation to put your feet on the floor. Become grounded in this moment. Add this exercise to your daily practices. Know yourself through your heart and your belly. The mind is useful, and at the same time, it never gives you the feeling of satisfaction, of relaxation, of bliss. You may listen to this sensing exercise as often as you like. Be committed to it, just like physical exercise. If you have a pain, give yourself the time to go through the exercise. See if the pain is gone or decreased. If so, then we know the pain was caused, in part, by stress. Relaxation is your panacea. Depending on your level of stress, you might need it every day. As you become less stressed and more body-centered, you can go to 3 times a week, at a minimum. Do this exercise once a week to keep that solid connection to your body. And may blessings flow your way.